The date is April 24th, and the time is 2:47. The total U.S. coronavirus cases are 31,795,248. The total Wisconsin cases is 594,283, and Wisconsin is 31.7% fully vaccinated and 43.9% half vaccinated. Could you please state your name?
My name is Nick Zakruski.
Could you give me your race and your gender?
I am white and I am male.
Okay. How old are you?
I am 22 years old.
Great. So what are the primary things that you do on a day-to-day basis, like work and school and extracurricular things?
Typically during the week, I work at the university for roughly 4 hours. Mm-hmm. And followed by coming home and working on schoolwork and attending classes as they come up.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much just staying home most of the time.
Okay. What is your job?
I am a student custodian.
Okay. How long have you been doing that?
Roughly 3 years.
Dang. Okay. Where do you live?
I live in Eau Claire,
Wisconsin. Okay, so not on campus?
Correct.
Okay. Do you live near the campus or far away from campus?
Yes, I live about 3 blocks from campus.
Uh-huh, okay. What is it like to live there?
It's fine. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you like the location?
Yeah, it's really nice because I can just walk. Mm-hmm. Walk to campus, walk to school. So. Okay.
Mm-hmm. When you first learned about COVID, what were your thoughts?
I was really scared.
Really?
And, yeah, I was panicking, because my girlfriend at the time, I remember we were supposed to go to a play, and I was like, I don't know, we shouldn't go, because, like, you know, what if this thing gets really bad? Uh-huh. We don't know enough information about it yet. So I really didn't want to go. She really wanted to, so we went anyway.
Oh, no.
Only to find out once we were there that it was canceled. Yep, so we just got some food, and she showed me her town, and then we left.
Oh, wait, so what month was this in?
This was back in March,
I think. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what did you think about it in, like, January? Like, when it was starting, like, overseas?
I didn't really think much of it. I was like, didn't oh, really we'll care. Probably be fine.
Yeah.
This is, there's always diseases popping up in other yeah. countries, and the U.S. is mostly fine. Uh-huh. So.
Dang, were we wrong?
Yep.
So what issues have concerned you the most about COVID since then?
Just how rapidly it spreads, I guess. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm really scared that, like, I would get it and spread it to, like, my grandparents or someone and that would affect them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just, like, how scary it is that, people who contract it, like, can spread it and, like, affect other people even if it doesn't affect them.
Mm-hmm.
That's really scary.
So have you had to limit contact with your family?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I haven't seen my family in a while. Like, we see each other every so often now mm-hmm. because we've been vaccinated.
Yay. Great.
But, yeah, when it first started, I didn't see my parents for probably, like, 3 months.
Dang.
So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Yeah. Do you think that affected, like, your relationship with them?
A little bit, yeah. We definitely, I would say we're not as close as we used to be,
mm-hmm.
but that's also part of just because I'm not living at home anymore. I'm a full adult now.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. So now that everyone's vaccinated, do you plan to see them more often?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's backpedal to sure. your job.
Sure.
So how has COVID affected your job?
Well, as a custodian, I have to go around the dorm building that I work in, and I have to sanitize surfaces and stuff a lot more now mm-hmm. because of COVID. And so it's just been a lot of, like, wiping down tables and wiping down door handles and the staircases. Yeah.
Is that in inclusion to your normal tasks, or is that, like, what is that the only thing that you do?
That is a part of, like, my normal tasks, but we definitely do it a lot more than we used to,
because
mm-hmm. before it was just for, like, wiping down messes and getting dust off of things, but now it's, like, disinfecting everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know the university has, like, hired more people specifically for disinfecting, like, tables and stuff. So I'll see some people sometimes in the building just going around and wiping things.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been good, yeah. I think, yeah.
So have you, you say you only work, like, 4 hours at a time. Do you work, like, longer, or would you normally work the same amount?
I think the normal amount of hours was 25 last year for mm-hmm. students, but now that's been cut down to 20.
Mm.
20 hours a week. So, yeah, I work roughly 4 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
4.5 and then less on Fridays, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Has it changed your employment status at all?
I don't think so. Yeah. Well, when it first started, I wasn't working at all for, like, the first 2 months of COVID, mm-hmm. I think. Well, no, it was longer than that. It was, I didn't work at all. And then towards the end of summer, I was able to come back and start working again.
Mm-hmm. So you were, like, laid off, or did you just, like, choose to not
go back to work? It wasn't that I was laid off. It was, like, there was, like, yeah, we're not having student workers right now.
Wow. Why?
But
why
you still have your job, but just can't work.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know why that was? Just because they didn't want...
I think it was just because they weren't really sure yet, like, the scope of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so they just want to get everything figured out first before mm-hmm. they had students, like, back on campus working.
Mm-hmm. Was this when people were getting moved out of campus? Like, when yeah. classes were shutting down?
Yeah.
So, like, economically, it probably made sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Dang.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of sucks. So, how is the pandemic affected other people's employment, do you know?
Well, I know a lot of people have been, like, laid off. A lot of people have lost their jobs
mm-hmm.
permanently
mm-hmm.
and had to find new things. A lot of people were, like, put on, I don't remember the term.
Like leave?
Like leave, yeah. They still had it.
Furlough.
Yeah, that's furlough. That's the word. Or, like, some people still got paid, even mm-hmm. though they weren't working. Or a lot of people moved to, like, work at home.
So people at, like, at the university working with you, is that mm-hmm. generally what happened? Do you, know a lot of other people that also got laid off?
I know in the custodial staff there was a lot of people that, like, were told to, like, leave because they could only have so many people working at mm-hmm. a time. And I think that was a financial thing.
Mm-hmm. Are there a certain amount of people that work for each, like, dorm building, or is it for the entire, like, staff?
Typically, it's one custodian per dorm building.
Really?
Yeah.
That seems like some, not a lot.
Yeah, some of the bigger ones, like Towers, have a few.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, Governors, I think, had two at one time. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So how has COVID affected you and your family's day-to-day activities? We talked about that a little bit, like, with your mom and dad. So was your parents' employment affected at all?
Yeah, my mom is a music teacher.
Nice.
At Longfellow Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
And she's had to adapt to, like, teaching online and, like, putting videos online for her students.
Mm-hmm.
My stepdad is retired, mm-hmm. so he hasn't really been affected too much other than having extra time for his hobbies and stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
What about your dad and your stepmom?
My dad and my stepmom. My dad is also a custodian, so he was on leave for a while, but then he had to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it's just similar to me, like, being extra cautious when working and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My stepmom was retired, but then she started working at a store.
Mm-hmm. So do you find that you have to be more cautious when you come home to try and not spread things from your work?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. At first, before, like, all of us were vaccinated, I would see her occasionally, like, my mom, cause she lives in Eau Claire. So we would, like, wear masks when we saw each other, and, like, we would always be, like, outside. Whenever she, like, wanted to bring me some food or, like, some goodies or something. And we were always really careful. But, yeah, it was really sad that, like, we couldn't, like, hug or, like,
mm-hmm.
be near each other for the longest time. Mm-hmm.
So you have roommates, yes?
Yes, I have two roommates.
Do you worry about how they're doing, like, with their job and bringing things back to the house?
A little bit, yeah. One of my roommates doesn't work right now, but the other one does. And I know that because they work at UPS, which is, you know, they're shipping boxes and packages out, like, everywhere. Mm-hmm. So obviously they have to have some pretty big precautions in place. So I'm not too worried about that. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah. Do you have to limit, like, friend contact at all?
Yeah, for sure. We have, like, a select couple of people that, like, my friends will invite over, every so often. But, like, for the most part, I think we definitely, like, I try to restrict, like, who I'm hanging out with.
Mm-hmm. And you, you trust the people that your roommates have over?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I think so. Mm-hmm.
They vet everyone about, like, cleanliness and everything?
Yeah. Yeah.
So when you go over to hang out with other friends, do you do that very often?
For the longest time, no, I wouldn't. And I would just, like my best friend, Sam, we would just hang out online, like play video games together. But more recently, because of, like, the vaccine and the numbers have been getting better. So, we've hung out two or three times now in person, and being really safe with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been hard because I haven't been able to see, like, any of my friends and, like, hang out for, like, a year or so.
Do you worry about who your friends hang out with and, like, how they travel?
Yes, I definitely do because my friend Sam is definitely more more conservative and he doesn't have really any interest in getting the vaccine. And he, like, goes to the skate park a lot and just is hanging out with random people. Doesn't like to wear a mask a lot. But, like, I've known him for, like, most of my life, and he's been a really cool guy, really good friend. So it's not like I want to just end the friendship or anything, but that's been kind of difficult because we kind of butt heads when it comes to that.
Do you talk about politics with him? Like, how the government has handled things?
We definitely did, more so when Trump was in office. Because he was a Trump supporter and I was not. But, yeah.
So how do you think that the government handled it when Trump was in office? How did you feel?
Well, when it first started, I think Trump did kind of the bare minimum. And he didn't really care about anything. I think that was the fireplace.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard that sound before. Sorry so about funny. That.
It's okay. Okay, continue.
Yeah, I don't think... I think Trump definitely could have done more. And I think he was much more focused on, like, the media aspect of it. Like, he wanted to look good, but he didn't want to do anything about it.
Do you remember, like, what you wanted him to do more of?
I remember one thing specifically. I think it was the USPS wanted to send, like, everyone masks. And... like, everyone in the United States. They wanted to send everyone, like, 5 masks. And he, like, shut that down.
Really?
Yeah. And it was like, wow, that seems like really not good thing to do because masks are have been known to help with this. And I'm not sure why you'd want to shut that down when obviously that's going to help bring more jobs. So, yeah. But now that Biden is in office, I think it's definitely getting better. With what the government's doing.
And do you think anything has, like, changed locally at all? Or, like, how do you feel about how Eau Claire has been handling it specifically?
I think Eau Claire's been doing pretty good, as far as I know, because we get weekly updates from the university as far as, like, numbers and stuff. Our stuff has been staying pretty steady. It hasn't increased much, so that's that's good. I remember, I guess... I kind of wish that they were doing more as far as, like, enforcing the laws that were put into place and, like, the restrictions.
Yeah.
Because I remember I went to a restaurant with my friend during COVID, which obviously probably wasn't very smart. But I went anyway because I wanted wings.
Yeah.
You know? I wanted wings and cheese curds. And so we went to Dooley's. And we...
Is that a bar?
That is a... Yeah, it's a Irish pub on Water Street. And I ordered some wings, and we were sitting down on the second floor And I remember it started to kind of fill up with people, and I'm like, I'm not really feeling safe right now, because they were supposed to be operating at like 25% capacity, and they were clearly not. Like, it was almost full. Almost every table up on the second floor was taken. And I was like, this doesn't really feel safe. Because no one was wearing masks and everyone was just talking really loudly and shouting and having a good time. And I'm like, So I was like, hey, can I get the check? This isn't safe. I told the waiter how, like, this is not good. And then we just left.
How did the waiter respond?
He was like, I don't really know. And then he was like, I can go talk to the, like, the manager for you. And I'm like, that's fine. Just give me the check. I'm going to leave. Because I don't like this.
That's good that you left, though. So do you notice a lot of other bars still staying open?
Oh, yeah. Like, most of the bars on Water Street are, like, no restrictions, just partying. And, like, I know, like, the Pickle has been, like, shut down a couple times because of, like, not following restrictions and stuff, but like they say they are, and like they're oh yeah, get a free mask or whatever. I don't know. I've never been there, but not my kind of place. But yeah, it's just, it's kind of sad.
Do you notice a lot of other like parties happening?
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, like whenever I'm out walking around, I'll see like people like outside in like huge groups, just partying, just playing like beer darts or like. Just having a good time, and I'm like, that's not good.
No masks or anything.
No masks. Not 6 feet apart, that's for sure.
Yeah.
They might have started off that way, but then as more people come, you know, they fill in the circle, and just, it's a breeding ground for COVID.
Yeah, and that would probably affect you at university if everyone, because we can assume that since you live so close to the campus, those people are college students.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That must be really frustrating.
It's very frustrating and very scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You talked about how some of your friends are more conservative and how you butt heads politically a little bit. Like, what do you think your primary sources of news are? And do you think they're, like, different from your friends?
Yeah, I definitely think my friends follow, like, the more conservative news, like Fox. And, like, stuff like that. And I'm obviously more liberal, I would say. And I get most of my news from, like, Twitter. Just from whatever is trending. And so I just kind of keep up that way. So it's kind of like unbiased, I would say, more so than just like getting it directly from like following from, news people. Cause I don't follow like specific news people. I just go on whatever's trending. And then I look at everything. So I get the kind of the whole.
So it's like, where do you sit? What's the primary one that you think would trend the most for you that you would see pop up?
I'm not sure, because it kind of just depends on what's happening and who's covering it first, and that's kind of just what pops up.
So it's just, like news organizations, like, I don't know, like CNN or, like, Time Magazine, things like that is what you mean? So, before the pandemic, where did you get most of your news then?
Still Twitter, pretty much. That's the main place I went to get all of my news and just to see what's going on in the world.
Would you say that's the trend with a lot of your friends, that they don't really, like, watch the news?
Well, I know my friend Sam, he doesn't, they don't have, like, TV, so they don't watch, like, the news, but he, I'm sure he goes to, like, news sites and just to see, or, like, he, I guess he probably gets most of his, information from, like, Facebook.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so, because he's always on Facebook, and... Yeah, just not the best place, I think, for news.
Yeah, why not?
Because there's been a lot of controversy about just, like, questionable sources on Facebook and questionable motives behind certain news organizations and leaning different ways and stuff like that. But, yeah.
Do you think Facebook does a good job of, like, handling, like, fake news sources?
I think they do an okay job. I think there could be more done. But there's always going to be those crazy people out there that are just sharing propaganda and stuff like that.
Do you think there's, like, certain things the media is, like, not showing you?
I think maybe on Facebook they're kind of restricting more so what's going on, but... like on Twitter, it's mostly like people will they'll see something, and if it's trying to be hidden by different, like, people, they're gonna, like, screenshot it, and they're gonna share it, mm-hmm. and they're gonna try and spread what's going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what types of topics does that generally happen with?
I would say that, like, anytime there's, like, a shooting, mm-hmm. or, like, police violence, yeah. or anything like that, like, there's been a lot of that recently. Mm-hmm. And that's just totally being, like, shared and openly, like, mm-hmm. like, hey, this is happening, we need to do something about this, which I think is really good.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you're seeing those things more now because you have time? Because you're just, like, at home more often?
Yeah, I'm definitely, like, on Twitter more, mm-hmm. like, seeing what's going on, because I don't have anything to do, really. Mm-hmm. Kind of just sitting around waiting for things to not get back to normal, but, you know, just kind of mellow out, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Do you see a lot of information, like, about COVID on Twitter? Like, I know on Facebook sometimes they have those pop-ups about, mm-hmm. like, oh, this is what the CDC says.
Yeah, I think not as much, but definitely anytime there's, like, a big event. Like, I got a notification from Twitter the other day that, like, most Americans are now eligible to get the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, a thing that was, like, sent straight to me from Twitter. And mm-hmm. I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
And they're like, offering links about different, like, information on COVID, which is good. And I've seen that too on Facebook, mm-hmm. of, like, popping up, like, oh, this is, like, the numbers right now. If you need to get vaccinated, here's the information for that. Mm-hmm. Which is good. I think they're doing a good job with that.
Mm-hmm. So do you trust a lot of the information about COVID that you're seeing?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything that's from, like, the CDC, I trust more so than, mm-hmm. like, directly from, like, news.
Yeah.
People. Yeah.
So you don't doubt a lot of what the media says about, like, rates of the virus or things like that?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. That's good. Mm-hmm. Have you known anybody that's gotten sick?
Yes. My aunt.
Really?
Has gotten COVID. Let's see what else. My stepdad's brother, mm-hmm. has gotten it. No one in my immediate family.
That's good.
I think my brother's girlfriend, mm-hmm. had it. So I know people that have had it. Mm-hmm. But I haven't been around anyone, mm-hmm. that has, which is good.
So you haven't had to, like, respond to them being sick as often? Like, you don't have to quarantine?
Right. I haven't had a quarantine. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know how they, like, handled it?
I think pretty well. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly. I haven't really asked my family too much about their situations. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Is your family pretty, like, liberal when it comes to the virus?
When it comes to the virus, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. They believe what they're hearing on the news and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know any people that had to change their opinions because of people they know getting COVID? Mm.
Can you rephrase the question?
Like, because some of your family members have gotten sick, mm-hmm. were they more, like, conservative-leaning? And do you think the virus has affected them personally that would make them change how they view it?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they've stayed with what they've been thinking. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are they taking it more seriously than maybe they were before?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
Are you taking it more seriously now that you know people that have gotten it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Self-isolation and flattening the curve have been two ideas that have been really big. So how have your, like, family and friends had to deal with that, with, like, self-isolation?
Well, I know I try to, like, stay home as much as possible. Mm-hmm. A lot of my friends are always asking, like, hey, let's go bowling. And I'm like, hey, there's a pandemic.
Yeah.
Let's not. How about? Uh-huh. And, like, they'll send me videos of them, like, bowling. And, like, they won't be wearing masks. And they'll just be having a good time. I'm like, maybe in, like, a year. Uh-huh. Maybe then. Wow. But
so they just go without you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. It's not good, but yeah. I can't do anything to stop them. Like, oh, yeah. I can say, hey guys, it's not good, but they're still going
to
do it.
Yeah. So even if you, like, sent them, like, news articles, they probably wouldn't listen to you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause they'd be like, oh, well, that's just, you know, that's just fake news.
Mm-hmm. So you've had the vaccine. Have your roommates had the vaccine?
Yes. We are all now. I've had at least one shot of the vaccine. I think, yep. One of my roommates has had two, and the other one has gotten the first one now. Mm-hmm. I had the one that only requires one.
Johnson Johnson.
Yes, I've got the Johnson Johnson, mm-hmm. which I just found out today is actually being, they stopped the pods because it was paused for a while.
Uh-huh. Do you know why it was paused?
Yeah, because there was like, 6 cases I think of like women who were getting like blood clots.
Mm-hmm.
So they just have issued like a warning, like, hey, very very rare chance of like women under 50 getting mm-hmm. a blood clot. But now that they've resumed using that one today, so
oh,
that's,
really?
Yeah, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't worry you that that's the one that you got?
Not really.
Yeah. Do you know any other people that have gotten the Johnson & Johnson?
Yes, my ex got it.
Huh.
And as far as I know, she's been fine with it. Mm-hmm. It's been almost a month now
mm-hmm.
since I've gotten it, which is, I feel fine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really worried about that.
So you didn't have any like side effects or anything?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Just nice. Besides a sore arm the next 2 days after it was, uh-huh. it was fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know which one your parents got?
I don't know. I know it wasn't the Johnson & Johnson one though.
Mm-hmm. Probably Pfizer, I guess.
Yeah, it's either the Pfizer or Moderna.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Do you think the pause of the Johnson & Johnson has made people who are already less likely to get the vaccine even more so?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes. Yeah? Because when I asked my friend Sam to get the vaccine, one of the first things he said was, oh, well, they put a hold on that other one, so... So that means that must mean that the other ones are not good either.
Wow, yeah.
And I was like, that's totally not
uh-huh.
the truth. And, like, that was so... It's such a rare thing. Also, it's for women
mm-hmm.
that got it. You should still get the vaccine anyway.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
So do you think that the media, like, even more conservative medias are going to latch on to that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. They'll attack it in any way they can, honestly.
That's... Yeah. So what was your experience getting access to the vaccine? Since you are working, when did you get yours?
Yeah, so because I was working at the university, I was able to get the vaccine about a month earlier than the other students at the college.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, because most of the students got it now in April, and I got it back in March. So
mm-hmm.
That was really good. The university made it really clear about... sending us emails about, hey, it's available, sign up for it. And so I did that as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to get vaccinated pretty quickly, which is mm-hmm. good.
And you didn't want one with 2 shots since you only got Johnson & Johnson?
Yeah, I had the opportunity to get the one with 2 shots. But then I got an email pretty quick after, that one that said, oh, this one's only one shot. And I did some research and found that it is pretty much, they're both, like, really effective.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to get the one shot just because it was, it's easier. And it was also on campus that mm-hmm. I could get that shot, versus out. I've had to drive,
mm-hmm.
To someplace else to get the other one, mm-hmm. so.
So you think it's as easy for you to access as other people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And now with the vaccine clinic on campus is accepting walk-ins, so it's definitely, much more accessible than it was,
mm-hmm.
which is really good.
Yeah. Have you found that the, I don't know what word I'm saying, I'm sorry. Like, campus, has it changed, like, the environment of campus now that there's vaccines and there's antigen tests going on?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a little more relaxed than it was. Like, I'll see more people hanging out together outside.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, more and more parties are happening outside as well. Mm. Yeah.
Do you think it's a good thing?
I think it's a good thing that people are getting vaccinated. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a good thing that people are still hanging out while it's still happening, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you have in-person classes?
I have one in-person class.
Just one?
Just one on Mondays.
Do you go, like, multiple times a week, or is it, like, in every other...
No, it's just, like, once a week on Mondays, like, 3:30 to 6:15.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty big chunk of time just in there with, like, 15 other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how does in-person class work during a pandemic?
Well, we have to sit, like, 6 feet apart. We can't, like, hand anything in.
Mm-hmm.
On paper. It's all electronic.
Mm-hmm.
there's a period of time where my laptop had broken, and I had to go to class anyway and just, like, write things down in a notebook. Mm-hmm. And there was one time when my professor had to give a quiz, and it's online, and it was when my laptop was broken. No. And she was like, oh, just write it down on a piece of paper and then turn it into me. And I'm like, that's kind of weird, because we're mm-hmm. not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
So I just didn't.
So you just didn't turn in?
I just didn't turn in. And it was also partially because I hadn't done the reading for that day. Oh. So, but I just didn't turn it in. And then my professor was like, hey, I didn't get that thing from you. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I didn't do it. So she's like, okay, I'll just mark you down for that then. So
you got a zero on it?
I got a zero on that. I got an incomplete.
Wow.
But I'm doing okay in the class. I'm pretty confident. So
you couldn't just, like, do it late?
Nope. Wasn't really? Because it's like it was like a check-in, like, to make sure we're doing the readings.
Which you didn't.
Which I didn't for that day.
Okay.
I tend to, but. Yeah.
Do you think she should have let you have, since your laptop was broken, either let you take the class at home or do your quiz the next day, since you're not supposed to hand in papers?
I think she should have been more aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's fair of her to ask, like, for, because I had to have that reading done and I didn't, so mm-hmm. I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. Do you find that school's a lot different because of the pandemic, just in general?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. It's been very interesting, very difficult, and very anxiety filled trying to, like, balance class being online all the time and mm-hmm. and being home all the time doing homework and mm-hmm. and trying to figure out, okay, I have to do class, and then I can relax a little bit, and then I have to do homework.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, like, just going to class, not even worrying about it, like, doing homework on campus. I usually do homework in the library,
mm-hmm.
and I come home, and it's like, okay, it's time to relax. Whereas, like, now it's like there's no set time, like, to relax or to do homework. It's all
mm-hmm.
mixed together, and that's been really, really hard to get used to.
Yeah. So you like the separation of this is my home time and this is my definitely. School time?
Yeah.
So how do you balance, like, the focus of doing your work at home?
I have found that, like, writing things down and making a plan for every day has been really useful. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So would you say that's been one of the biggest challenges for balancing school is, like, having to do things at home? Would you prefer a normal, like, in-person semester?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's been interesting because I'm going to be graduating in May,
mm-hmm.
and this has been very interesting in trying to figure out how to do this. The past two semesters, though, I've done a lot better because of, like, I've had to be more attentive in class and had to kind of pick up the slack that has been happening, mm-hmm. and I had to just, like, really kick it into high gear, and I've...
Mm-hmm.
My grades have not suffered because of that, actually, mm-hmm. which I've found has been good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So other than, like, the self-motivation, like, how do you deal with just doing online? Like, what do you not like about online classes?
I don't like the fact that we have to, like, attend classes online. Like, it's really hard when a professor expects us to attend class and we have to make sure that we have, like, a good Wi-Fi signal,
mm-hmm.
and we have to rely on it, and we have to we're supposed to be attentive the whole time when we're just supposed to, like, watching a screen,
mm-hmm.
and it's really hard to maintain focus when, like, there's a lot of distractions going on.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of home distractions.
Yeah, I would say there's a lot of distractions and also, like, temptations, like, with because most of the time in my classes, like, we don't have to have our cameras turned on.
Mm-hmm.
So I can easily just, like, look at my phone and mm-hmm. and play games, or, like, I'll do other things. Like, I'll do other homework for classes. And I know a lot of other students are doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I did a project very similar to this one.
Mm-hmm.
And I interviewed students, and that has been the trend, definitely, of
mm-hmm.
students are very distracted and doing other things for classes because they know that, oh, this is being recorded. I can always watch the lecture later.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they don't do that, it's, like, the temptation is there to, like, do other things because the teacher isn't there with you making sure that you're paying attention or making sure that you're engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you said that your laptop broke. Do you think it's harder for students that have financial adversity to be attentive in like online classes.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. It was interesting because last year when this first started, students that were like having financial struggle could apply for a grant from the university, which I did,
mm-hmm.
because I wasn't working at the time and I had found it hard to pay for rent
mm-hmm.
and hard to pay for like groceries. And, you could apply for like, if you needed to buy a laptop,
mm-hmm.
You could apply for money from the university and, so you could get a laptop, which was really good.
Mm-hmm.
But for students that can't have a job right now or are like immune compromised,
mm-hmm.
And can't like go out at all. I think it's really hard mm-hmm. for them.
Yeah. So are there library resources now that are available?
As far as I know, we got sent another, like grant thing through the university.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a month ago, I want to say, something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Which was really nice, but now, not that I know of, nothing that you can like apply for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are the campus things still open? Like all the buildings?
Yes, but limitedly, mm-hmm. I think. I haven't been to the library, but I think it is open. I used to, like, for group projects, we used to get, like, the little side, like, rooms to, like, do projects in and things. But I don't know if they're open or not. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Yeah,
because they're... So is that why you haven't, like, utilized the library to help you focus?
Yes, that, and also it's, like, anytime I would need to, like, do homework or anything, I would have to walk to the library. I'm not already on campus because of classes.
Mm-hmm.
So I find it easier to just stay here at home and do things. And then also, like, if I have class, I would have to, like, find a quiet place and not, like... Because, like, obviously in the library, you can't, like, attend class there because you'd have to be talking or, like, mm-hmm. have headphones in at least, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be harder to, like, attend class. I would usually, like, be on the fifth floor of the library, which is, like, the quietest one. Like, you're not supposed to talk at all up there.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously, I couldn't, like, attend class up there or anything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's been... I just haven't gone to the library at all. As far as other buildings, I want to say most of the ones on lower campus are just open.
Mm-hmm.
I know the food pantry is still open because I go to that every week,
mm-hmm.
Which has been really nice. That's been helping. I know a lot more students have been using that because of the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
which has been a good resource. The dorm buildings I know are more restrictive with like having guests over.
Mm-hmm.
But things are definitely getting more relaxed now because of the vaccines and things are getting better. So. Mm-hmm.
How do you think your mental health has been because of the virus? This can go all the way back to even March.
Yeah, it's definitely been affected.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really hard trying to cope with all of this and really difficult at times because it's been so scary.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I've had nights where I'm worrying about, like, oh, what if my grandparents get it mm-hmm. and they die?
Yeah.
And I don't get to say goodbye to them. Like, that's mm-hmm. really scary.
Yeah.
Or, like, my parents even, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My dad is, he has, like, asthma, and he's, like, overweight, and so he's in that high-risk category.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that I haven't been able to see him in a long time is really scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that goes for other people in your friend group, or do you think maybe they're... a little more lax because...
I think they're a little more lax, definitely.
Because mm-hmm.
they think it's just not a big deal.
Yeah.
And that's really scary.
Does that frustrate you?
Yes.
Yeah. What about your physical health?
Yeah, I have definitely put on some weight
oh.
in the pandemic because I haven't been going out as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a little better now because, you know, it's starting to warm up. I can go for walks now. That's been really fun,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, definitely, has impacted just because I'm home more. I don't have anything to do, so I just sit here and munch
mm-hmm.
on snacks and you know, I don't do a lot.
Uh-huh.
I know, work has definitely helped me because I'm always running around at work and
mm-hmm.
walking up flights of stairs, which has been good. That's
mm-hmm.
helped me maintain, my physical health and things. As far as getting sick at all, I've gotten sick one time in the past year. Not COVID. Because I got tested, but it's yeah, it's been okay.
Yeah.
I definitely think the wearing a mask everywhere has helped that. Because I've been wearing a mask, I haven't been getting sick as much as I would have. I think.
Yeah.
So that's good. Not
touching your face and stuff.
Right.
Do you have any other, like, recreational activities that have been, like, stunted because of COVID?
Yeah, I used to, like, ride my bike a lot more. And I don't do that as much now just because I don't want to go out and, like, have an interaction with someone. It's not super common when riding a bike, I guess, but it still affected, you know, affected me because I don't want to go out. But, yeah.
Would you wear a mask if you... like, rode a bike?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
Does that deter you from wanting to do it, just because it can be kind of uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I've definitely had... I've gone on my bike a few times, and there were times when I didn't wear my mask, and there were times when I did. And it hasn't been a huge deterrent, I guess, but it's just kind of finding the motivation to, like, go on a bike ride has been hard, just because... I could go on a bike ride, or I could just stay inside, and I could watch Netflix for 3 hours. That'd be really nice too. You know.
Is that what the majority of your, like, home time consists of when you're not doing homework?
Yeah, it's been a lot of, like, staying at home, sitting in bed, sitting at my desk, watching Netflix. I've gotten back into reading books, which has been really nice.
Yeah.
So that's been a positive, I guess, of having a lot of time. But yeah, just playing video games and doing things online. Yeah.
What kind of games do you play?
Well, I have a Nintendo Switch.
Nice.
So I've been playing a lot of Mario Kart, a lot of Super Smash Bros. I play with my brothers every once in a while, which has been really nice. We have, like, game nights some weekends. So that's been a good way to, like, keep in touch with them without actually going to see them. So that's been really nice, yeah.
And do they live far away?
Yeah, one lives down by Madison, so obviously I can't, like, go see him.
Yeah.
And then one lives in Chippewa Falls, so...
So not
as far away, but not close enough to, like...
To go and see.
Yeah.
Has your relationship with your siblings been impacted?
Yeah, definitely. Because we used to, like, go and see my, older brother, Ben, and we'd go, like, see, cause he's got three little girls now, three daughters, and we used to, like, go and hang out with them, and we just haven't because it's been so scary and, like, we don't want to risk anything, we don't want to spread anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you think the information of, like, not knowing who COVID can affects that too?
Yeah, I think so. I think that... like, combined with the idea of you can have COVID and you don't even know it. Like, you'd be asymptomatic and you could spread it without you even having any symptoms. That's really scary, and that's affected it for sure.
What has been the biggest challenge for you since COVID started?
I think just trying to maintain, like, a steady schedule and, like, life has been really hard because every day is just you wake up, go to work, come back, and do the same thing every day, but, like, it's so hard to balance what's going on because I don't have that of, like, okay, I go to work, I go to class, I come back, and I relax. It's not that. It's I go to work, I come back, I relax, and I do homework, and I do class, and it's all jumbled together, and it's really hard to maintain everything. Yeah.
Hard to motivate to do all those things?
Definitely, yeah. It's sometimes I wake up, and I just don't want to do anything for the day. And it's really hard to get out of bed sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have things that you try and look forward to, like, on weekends or, like, holidays or anything?
Yeah. I think, like, looking forward to the weekend and getting to sleep in and relax and just do whatever I want and not have to worry about, like, class or work is really nice. It's a good way to, like, help me maintain my mental health and keep things happy and stuff. Yeah.
I know you had a birthday recently. How did you deal with that versus how you dealt with it last year? Because it has been a year since it started, so your birthday fell in the quarantine.
Yeah, this was my second birthday in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really interesting. I turned 21 last year, so I didn't get to like go out to the bar with friends and celebrate or anything, and that was... I didn't really care too much, but a lot of people were like, oh, wow, it must have been really weird to turn 21 during a pandemic. And it was for a little bit. And this year it was still fun. Like, you know, I hung out with my girlfriend, which is you.
Yes.
and like my roommates, and we just had a good time.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's been difficult because, like, usually for my birthday, we'll, like, go out into, like, a restaurant and celebrate. But I haven't, like, done that in a long time.
In a long time.
So.
What did you do last year for your birthday?
Last year it was very similar. I, just stayed home and, like, played games with my roommates and kind of just stayed home and like, celebrated here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you most excited to go when you feel it's safe to do so?
That's a good question. I haven't really thought about it, honestly. Mm-hmm. I think, like, being able to just go back to, like, restaurants and, like, the movies and, like, just places with other people and not having to worry about COVID or, like, spreading something that could possibly kill someone.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'll be a burden lifted for sure. And it'll be great to get back to doing that. Mm-hmm. Not that I would, you know, go to the movies a lot, but it's definitely something I've missed because I haven't gone in such a long time.
Mm-hmm. It's just an option
you
want to have.
Yeah, definitely having those options of, like, doing that or, like, even just seeing my friends and hanging out with, like, them and, like, other people. I think it'll be fun, but yeah.
Do you find that you're more hyper aware of safety regulations when you, like, if your friends pitch you to, like, go to a bowling alley, like, are you like, oh, do they have this and this and this?
I think so, yeah. Like, I've been to a few restaurants since the pandemic, and I always make sure, like, we go to some place that has regulations set in place, like, oh, we're seated, you know, far enough away from other people, and, like, all the waiters and waitresses are, like, wearing masks, and, like, everything is safe and sanitized, and I'll, like, you know, look that up online and make sure places are good. Yeah, definitely has made me more aware. It's also very scary, like, anytime I go to the store and I see people that aren't following those regulations, and you just see people, like we were in Target the other day, and we saw a family without masks on, and it's like, wow, those people just don't care, and that's really scary. Yeah.
Do you think that awareness will go away once, like, if, like, the government was like, okay, we don't have mask mandate, we don't have these things in place, do you think that awareness would just go away?
I think part of it will. I think a lot of people will just be like, oh, we're back to normal now. Like, we don't have to wear masks. But I think definitely it'll start to be more of the norm to start wearing a mask once if you're, like, sick.
Because
I know, like, in Japan, I think, it is a lot of people wear masks there if they have any symptoms or if they're starting to feel sick or anything. It's really common for them to wear masks. I think it'll start to be kind of similar here just because we've gotten used to it and it's like, oh, this is the norm now.
Would you take that option to wear a mask?
I think so, yeah. I definitely would, just to help not spread things.
Are there benefits to wearing a mask other than sickness for you?
I mean, I've got some pretty cool masks. Definitely helps me look pretty cool sometimes. There have been a few times when I've gotten things, like, shouted at me because I'm wearing a mask.
Really?
Yeah. There have been a few times when I'm walking to work and some people just lean out the window and just yell at me and, like,
really?
Like, yell, like, obscenities because I'm wearing a mask and, like, they're clearly not. Yeah. Which is just crazy.
How often has that happened?
That's happened twice now, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, how long ago? Or, like, since March, since lockdown?
Well, it happened probably once, maybe 2 months ago. Really? And once, maybe a month and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
So pretty close together.
Yeah.
But more recently, yeah.
Why do you think they would do that at all?
Because, probably just because they're, like, anti-maskers and people that don't believe in any of this stuff that's going on and don't mm-hmm. care. And think anyone that is trying to, like, stop stuff or, like, trying to be safe is being really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh, you're dumb.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to yell at you and curse you for like, doing that.
Mm-hmm. Does that discourage you from wearing a mask?
No, definitely not. It makes me want to wear a mask more.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, I know I'm being safe right now. And you're not. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Has your experience with COVID transformed how you think about your family or your friends?
What do you mean think about?
Like, how you think about interactions with your family or like, with your friends, like, going out in groups?
Yeah, I haven't really gone out as a group with my friends or my family, like, really at all.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a few times where we'd go over to my family for dinner. Or, like, we went and we celebrated, what was it? I guess my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We went and celebrated that with my family, at their house. But besides that, I haven't really... I went to my friend's house a couple times, like I mentioned, to hang out. But we haven't really gone anywhere together mm-hmm. other than, like, me and my friend Sam, we would go for walks sometimes. In Eau Claire, but we would never really, like, go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about just in the community?
What do you mean?
Like, how do you think about Eau Claire and how it's dealt with the pandemic and, like, how your experiences have related to that?
I think the community is doing pretty well. It's obviously kind of split with people that are, like, trying to be safe and people that don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do whatever they want anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely helped to show what kind of people exist in the world
mm-hmm.
and, like, what kind of people exist even in our, like, community. You think it's, oh, it's not a big deal. Like, we don't have any, like, crazy people here.
Mm-hmm.
But then you see what's going on. It's like, wow, there's a lot more people in the world that are, like, against things
mm-hmm.
and, like, COVID and, like, wearing a mask and, like, people that don't care about other people. And it's like, wow,
mm-hmm.
that's crazy.
Yeah. So you think it's really divided?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Knowing what you know now, and what do you think about individuals or communities or, like, what the government needs to keep in mind for the future?
I think it's important to keep in mind that, like, what has happened and, like, what we need to do in the future so this doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to remember to wear a mask if you're feeling sick mm-hmm. and not to leave your house
mm-hmm.
if you're feeling sick. Like, obviously, if you need to. But if you don't need to, if you don't need to go somewhere, then don't.
Mm-hmm.
At least during a pandemic or, you know. But it's important to remember how this has, like, affected us and how this has been spread out so much more than it has needed to be. Mm-hmm. Like, if we would have shut down the U.S. completely for, like, a month or two when this mm-hmm. first started, we'd be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are countries that are doing much better than the U.S. because they did that. They followed protocols. People listened to the government, and they followed their ideas that the CDC is, like, put out and the reports, and they've followed everything, and they're like, just completely fine. No one's wearing a mask, like, in other countries, and they're, like, out partying because they don't have, like, their borders are closed, so they mm-hmm. don't have to worry about COVID coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, people that do come in obviously have to quarantine for 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
before they do anything. So, yeah, I think if we would have done that in the first place, it would have been much better and a lot less people would have died.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that will wrap it up. Thank you for answering all of my questions. You did great. You did wonderful.
Thank you.
And that will be it.